We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the top. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Kol Amarav Atzmai B'Shnei Ra'avoin, Nitzol Mitzvah Mashonah. Anyone who literally means starves himself in the days of a drought or starvation, and even though he has food, but he doesn't eat as much, which means he takes it easy, he eats what he needs, and that's it. Then B'Shchus Dad, Nitzol Mitzvah Mashonah, which means, Rashi explains, someone who dies by sword or by hunger, that's a mitzvah mishunah. If someone dies in his bed, that's a normal way of dying. So he wants to get the schus of dying a normal way. He's marav atzmo yivshtei rav and nitzal mitzvah mishunah. Shneimer says in the pasuk, b'ra'av padcha mimaves uv'mechama midei charev. That's what the pasuk says. The pasuk means that Hashem saved you from hunger and saved you from death. But the problem is that you say meirav boyle, you say from hunger. Why say b'ra'av? Elohach kama. See, read the pasuk. B'schar shemarav atzmo yivshtei rav in the schus that someone starves himself in the days of starvation, nitzol mitzvah mishunah, he is saved from maves, from mitzvah mishunah. So this is also a point of being shtatif from matzibur. If the olam is not, it has a hunger, a person shouldn't eat extra, he should eat only what he needs. Another idea of being shtatif b'tzar hatzibur, Amar Rav Shlakish, osur la'odom l'shamish mitosoy v'shnei ra'avoin. It's osur to be m'shamish to have tashvamita in the days of ra'avoin because of tzar. Like Rashi says, the tzorach odom linoig tzar ba'atzmai. He's mechuyiv to be noig tzar. So in days when the oilam is b'tzar, he should also do that. Shenema.
Just said before, it's fasting.
Yeah.
They don't have tashvamita.
No, that was a different thing. That was on the fast day. But that was on the fast day, there. There's no Israel's to fast. Here's a new Indian. This is a new Indian. That's a din fast. The din fast, the din of tainus, it could be, a lot of times you have tainus not b'shnei ra'avon. You have tainus, let's say, there hasn't been rain. It's not a sorry. The tainus is not machayin. Here's a new din. When the whole world is shari b'tzar, a person should be mishamash. It's a good question. I think the deer, the whole world wasn't shari b'tzar. Here, the whole world shari b'tzar. It's a din else, be mishtatif in the tzar of the world. You shouldn't be mishamash b'tasa. Shenema, well, Yosef yulad shnei vonim b'terem tov ishnas arav. The pasuk says that Yosef had two children before the shnas arav, before the oncome of the rav. So you see in the pasuk that that's why he's allowed to be mishamash. But the Gemara brings up a brisa that is an exception to the rule. Tana, chasuchi vonim mishamshim mitiseyim v'shnei ravin. But someone does not have children is mutal shamish. So Yosef really, we mutal shamish technically if he does Tana, because he didn't have children, and Yosef was I guess noyeg minig chasidos, he would have been noyeg. Or at that, so the pasuk saying is that term tavish nesarav, and that's the halacha. Now Tosfos has a kasha that we find that late Yecheved, it says when noyeg ben achaymus, that means when they went up to Mitzrayim, Yecheved was born. This was already well into the rav. It was 2 years into the hunger at that time. It was 2 years into the hunger. And Lechara said, how is Levi Meshamash Mitasa and have Yecheved if it's Shnas HaRav already? So Taisus answers that this, the Fidr Mashal, the way Mashal learns, that this din, that a chasuch, someone does not make kind per vivya, has to still be Pirish, that was a Midas Chasidus. Only Yosef did that. Masha Inkain, Levi was not Noeg that. Only Noeg, here he didn't have children, he didn't have Peru yet, that's why it was Mutter. From Taisus's Teretz, that says Teretz. All the truths are that Levi and the family himself didn't have hunger. It was only a tsar for the goyim. When it's a tsar for goyim, there's no isef eidin to mishamish. Yosef didn't know what was going on. He was in Mitzrayim, therefore he had this problem. That's all of Rishonim's Teretz. Akapalim, this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem, and it's brought down there. That chasuch ibanos muta, but Ma'is Mishbura brings down when Yitzroy Takvoy, then it's muta even shnas harav, and so that's the pshat why the never had a called kairi at any time. Let's say in World War II, the shouldn't called kairi. There's also shamish mitasa, and that's not the minig, I guess, because the Saimichan, this heter of Mishbura brings down from Ali Rabbah and others of Yitzroy Takvoy. So the more about Tana Rabbanon, bezman Yisrael shuriyim b'tzar. This man that Klai Yisrael Shari B'tzar, Pirish Echemhem, and one of them is Pirish Menatzibur, Bon Shnei Melachai Asharis V'lavon Le'adam, two Melachai Asharis, which always, V'lava a person. A person always has one Malach on his right side, one on his left side. So they come, umnichen lo yedei amaroisha, and put their hands on his head. Oimrim, pliny zesh, appears from Ratzibur, this pliny that was perish from Ratzibur, al yirev a nechama tzibur. He won't see, he won't be alive for the nechama of the tzibur. Tani yidechnol abraisa. Vizman sha tzibur shori b'tzar, al yoyim ha'odom eilich lebeisi. Vizman, when the world is shori b'tzar, a person should say, eilich lebeisi, go to my house, va'oichel v'ashto, I'll eat and drink. And who cares? You know, no one's gonna know anything. I'll just eat in my house. Masa Kane, a love across the Aimer, the pasuk says on him, this pasuk is saying someone was Simcha, Hari Bakar, Vishachit Tsoin, he shechs animals to eat, Oichel Basayin, Ochel Vishasa Kimakanamas, because he says to himself, tomorrow we're gonna die. There's a magefa, so let me enjoy myself and eat now. That's what he says to himself. And still it's a tain on him. Max Vasrei, Vinigla Ba'ozni Hashem Tzvakas, Mechubavanazel, Lechem Atamusun. You're not going to get a kapara until you die. So Adkam, Midas Bainin. That's a Bainin who, he was perished by Tzibur, but the reason is because he says, tomorrow I'm going to die, so I want a chaparain. Aval Midas Hashem, Maxiv, it says even worse. It says by them, the Pasuk says that they're going to eat and that they're going to have a bigger party tomorrow even. It says, I saw you echo Yaiv Nispa, let's take wine and get drunk, Sheikhar. Ba'oye Kazem, and tomorrow we'll do even a bigger party. Go to Yosemite, even a bigger party. So it says, "Vayit in that pasuk, it's tzadik avad vein ish som alev, vein ish som alev." What does that mean? Zog Rashi, zog to Gemara. Because if a max basrei had tzadik avad vein ish som alev, kipnei aron nesvat tzadik. So what does that mean? He said like this: if someone's a rasha and he goes ahead and he parties and he says, "I'll party more tomorrow," the tzaros will be so stark that Hashem will have to take tzaddikim away. They shouldn't see the tzaros of the world. That's one pshat. Or another pshat is Hashem will take the Rashi's another pshat. Will take away the tzaddik, so he shouldn't daven on them. He shouldn't be mevakas rachamim. But either way, the midas Hashem, it's even worse. They even have more tzaros. So what should a person do? El yitzar odom metzibur. A person should mishtatef betzar hatzibur. Shkem etzinu b'moish rabbeinu. We find b'moish rabbeinu should see atzmai on metzibur. He was mitzar with tzibur. Shnema. He was davening. And davening the whole day for Klai Yisrael, who was at war with Amalek. And Be'etzem, he was davening, so he could take himself a normal cheer. He doesn't say that. Shunam, he day meisha kveidim, his hands were getting heavy. Ve'ichu evan, he took a stone by his simu tachtov, and he put it on him, ve'ish lo'er sat on it. Ve'ich lo'er meisha karachas, ve'kasach, couldn't get a pillow or a little blanket to put under him. Le'ish v'la, el'kachal meisha, ho'il v'yisrael shruim b'tzar, since Klai Yisrael shori b'tzar, af ani e'e moyim b'tzar, all also be with them b'tzar. V'chol mitzar atzmai matzibur. Anyone who's mitzar with the tzibur, zoyche v'royim nechama tzibur. He sees the royim when he sees the nechama tzibur. V'shema yoimar, and maybe you'll say, V'shema yoimar Adam, the way Mashal learns and the Rashba learns, that l'chayr, the whole iser to eat and drink is only if people know about it. If you do it privately, and you're not part of that tzar, so what's the problem? No one knows. So it's the Gemara say, no, everyone finds out about it. V'shema yoimar Adam, mi meyid, B, who's going to say, A, this is me? Avne Beisei Shal Adam, V'karis Beisei Shal Adam Edom Boy. The stones of his house, and the walls, the stones of his house, will be made, Shneem says in the Pasuk, Ki Even Mekir Tezak, the stone from the wall will scream, V'kapis Me'et Yanena, Kapis is the bricks that are between the wood, they'll answer, which according to Rashi means, that people find out. If you're having a party in there, people are finding out. So what you see from this Gemara by Arichas is how important it is to mishtatev metzibur. No havamina, someone sit in a restaurant on a tainus. That's no havamina. Having even your own house, you should be careful what you do when the world's mishtatev, when the world metzibur is fasting, the world metzibur is betzar. Someone should go ahead and drink a latte with a waffle with ice cream on top of it. Berabim is definitely a big issa. The Bei Rabbi Shila Amru, Shnei Malachi Asharas Malav Le'odim Ehem Eid and Love. Two Malachi Asharis that are Malava person, they are made on him. Shneamar, ki malacha v'tzavaloch. Or different shot how people will find out about it according to Mashal. It means that who's been made, that they did something wrong, even if no one knows about it. The Malachim who are with them are going to be made. Rabbi Chitka Amar, neshmas shalad midalav. His own neshama has been made on him. Shneamar, mishoich ves. The pasuk says that it says al taminu v'ra, al tiftachu ba'aluf. So Mishaycheves means the neshama that's in you. Be careful, and he's going to tell on you. V'yesh oimrim evarosh odmi nivoyish. Now it's the pasuk. Atam Eidai, no Mashem, Lashon Rab means your Evarim are going to say Eidus. Once we mentioned some Sukkim about the Eidus that people, that the Averis, that the Neshama or the Evarim will say about the Averis, the Maradash is other Sukkim, a Pasuk in Parashas Hazinu. It says, Kael Emuno Ve'ein Avel. Hashem is a faithful Kael, Ve'ein Avel. There's no mistakes. Kael Emuno, Kashem Shinefram Min Arasham Lo'ilam Abba. Just like Rishon will get punishment la'olam haba fil avera kala, even on a small avera shoysin that they do, kach nefram and tzadikim ba'olam hazeh avera kala. Tzadikim wants to get paid up for every avera do shoysin. Every small avera do, they get paid up, but they get paid up in this world in ba'olam hazeh, because Hashem wants to give the tzadikim olam haba, complete olam haba, so they get their tzaras in this world, and the more tzaras get in this world, is the more clean they are for olam haba. The ain ava we darshin kashem shemeshalmin schar la tzadikim ba'olam haba. Just like Hashem pays up the schar for the tzadikim, the reward for tzadikim ba'olam haba, fill a mitzvah kala, even the smallest mitzvah shoysin. Kach mashal mischar rishom ba'olam hazeh. Rishom get their schar in this world, and they get paid in for the smallest mitzvah, fill a mitzvah kala shoysin. That's what darshin kel emuna ve'ain ava. Tzadik ve'yoshehu amru b'shas petirasi shel adam lebeis elamu. When a person dies after 120 years. Kol ma'isav nifratim, they changed to nifratim lefanov. All his ma'isim are specified in front of him. And the averis himself say, according to Mashal speaks, I mean like the malach, because every averi creates a malach. The malach himself says, kach kach zimak planning. This is exactly what he did in that time, the ma'im planning that day. And he says, yes, it's true. You can't deny it. It's us love it. There's everything the oil ma'amis. But Omer leChasem, they tell him sign. Because when he signs, Shem says in the pasuk, "V'yad kol adam yachtan li'oid el shematzdik lovas din." Not only does he sign on every avera, he signs off on it. He's also a matzdik. He also says that the punishment is deserved. But Omer leHem yafar din on tuni. You did a good din. L'kayim hashenema. L'kayim the pasuk says, "L'man titztak b'dvarecha." So Lo Lovi, all the averas will be enumerated, and he will agree to it, and he will agree to the whole din, the whole judgment. So to Maravaita, Omar Shmuel, Ka Yoshev Betainis Nikri Chayte. Shmuel says, anyone who decides to fast because he wants a kapara, it's not one of the fast days. If out of fast days, that's the mitzvah, you have to fast. But let's say he decides he wants to do extra fast. Why? Because he wants a kapara. The halacha is, according to Shmuel, he's called a chayte. Why? So the guy, Tana, you all like this following Tana, the Plakus and the Braisa, the Tana and the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer, a kapara, Rabbi Omar, Ma Tamalema, what I say by the parasha of Nazir, it says, V'chipa Allah ma'ashachata al nefesh. He needs a kapara, he brings a chatos. Why? Because he was chata al nefesh. V'chipa eze nefesh chata zeh. Like, who did he kill? He's chata ben nefesh? What did he need a kapara for? Which nefesh was he chayta? Ella, he was chayta, his own nefesh. Shetzir atzmei minayayin. He was mitzar himself and not drinking wine for the whole time that he was a nazir. And that's a tain on him. So Shmuel says, I have a kavachaymer from Lezer Kapra. Vloidvarm kavachaymer. Maz desh loitziyah atzmei elam nayayin. Nikir chayte. Maz desh this person, all he did was is abstain from wine. And we call him a chayte. Hametzar atzmei mekol dava v'dava. If he doesn't eat at all the whole day, al achas kama v'kama, that is called a chayte. So that's the shita of Rabbi Lezer HaKapra. And Shmuel learns out from there that, of course, fasting is a chayte. Rabbi Lezer Aymer, nikir kodesh. Someone who is a nazir is called a kaddish. Shenem says in the pasuk, kaddish ye gadol pera. It says in the pasuk, he's a kaddish, the one who grows his hair long, the nazir. That says in the pasuk. So he's a kaddish. So kaddish ye gadol pera. Sareisha. Ma'azdesh let's see. Asma elam adava echad. Nigger kaddish. Ma'adach. This person, he was only mitzayim himself on one thing, from wine. He grew his hair a long time. He's called a kaddish. Hametzar atzma mekol davar achaz kamakama. Someone who's mitzar for everything, he's not called a tzaddik. He's not called a kaddish. And like Rashi says, why is it called a kaddish? Because he's mismarik avaynoisav. His avaynos, he gets rid of his avarice by fasting through the tzar fasting. He gets rid of avaynos. Now it's called a kaddish. So he makes kavakama that way. So this man the Omar learns out from Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, you see the opposite. You see avad the fasting is a good thing. Well, Shmuel, what is it with the pasuk kaddish? Well, Shmuel, ha ikri kaddish, why is it called kaddish? And for the Gemara, hu agidlo parakaya. That's going on the here. The here is called kaddish, which means that the here is asur bahana, but it doesn't mean that he himself is called a kaddish. V'la v'lozor ha'nikuchay. The way the pasuk says chayte is v'chipa al nefesh ha'shachata. It says the pasuk that v'chipa alav ma'shachata al nefesh. It says divuchayte. So the Gemara, who does sov nafshay? That was in the case where you became tamei. That's why you have to bring a chatos because you became tamei. That's the oinish. So what we're coming out? We're coming out over here like this. That Shmuel says, and it comes from Elazar Kapper, that it's a chayte to fast. Rabbi Elazar holds it's a mitzvah to fast, because even abstain from wine is a mitzvah, kol shekein from everything is a kaddish, is a mitzvah. Frank Timon, Rabbi Elazar Halker, Rabbi Elazar said that, but Rabbi Elazar, lo'olam yimid adam atzmai, ki'ilu kaddish, shor b'sech me'av. A person should always consider that his stomach is kaddish, which means you're not allowed to, your insides are kaddish, you can't just give it pain, give pain to your stomach, because that's kaddish. And therefore, you can't even makash it, you can't weaken it. Like Rashi says, ke'ilu kol mei of kaddish. You should always consider that your whole stomach is holy, va'asur lehachishon, you can't be makash, you can't weaken it. The Shneimer says in the pasuk, v'kirbecha kaddish lo yavav eir. Your inside's kaddish lo yavav eir. Now, pasuk out in the pasuk, Rashi reminds us, we have earlier on the Masechta, that it means that Hashem will not gum to yeshiva, to Ir shel Maila, ad she evna yishlaim shel Mata. That's kibbuch al kaddish. Ad kibbuch al kaddish le'ava be'ir. That's what we touched. But here we're touching. It means that your inside is a kaddish. Therefore, you can't fast. So what's the kasha? We just finished saying Rabbi Elazar holds a mitzvah to fast, and here it says be kibbuch al kaddish you can't fast. So Gemara says like this. Like kasha, hod the matzi le'tzuri nafshi, hod le'matzi tzuri nafshi. It depends. If a person could handle a fast, then he should fast. It's a mitzvah. If he can't handle it, then he should not. If you can't have it, you should not fast. That's what comes up for Rabbi Elazar. And what does Shmuel hold? So, Tosfos later on, is mevuyer, that if Shmuel, even in the case where you could fast, you should not fast. Meaning you could fast, you should not fast. But Rabbi Elazar holds, no, it depends. And we paskin like Rabbi Elazar. The halacha l'maisa is, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that a person preferably should not fast, but if he can fast, then it's a mitzvah. If I can, it's called a kaddish because this way he gets a kapara. So it means if it's hard for him to fast, he should not fast. But if he could do it, then it's a mitzvah. It's gevaldik. It says Hayoshev Tainus b'Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph Hayoshev Tainus v'Yochol Lizbala Tainus if he can handle it Nikra Kaddish v'Imlav Gunch in a bari v'Chazik is not strong and healthy Nikra Chayte it's called a Chayte. That's what Paskin Rav Elazar. Paskin Shmuel argues there are some that say that Shmuel also could stim as not even Machlekes comes out. But like upon him, that's the pshat we say like Tosfos later on. I just want to speak out one more thing that Rashi learned that the inside's Kaddish. That's why you can't weaken it. Tosfos learns a little bit different. Tosfos says you have to make your stomach kilu kaddish means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in your stomach. That's how it says kilu kaddish HaKadosh Baruch Hu perish. But amal el shenikra kaddish kolaymas yoshu tanz in kaddish here. But here it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself is consider your stomach like HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoru b'seich me'av. Interesting pshat. But that's Tosfos' pshat. Upon him, we're coming out that if someone could be mitzvah nafshei, it is a mitzvah to fast.